And thank you for coming to the house of God and for sharing in this service this morning, and for what we've already experienced, but also for what God has prepared for us for the remaining part of this service and for the remaining part of this day and this upcoming week. So thank you again for coming. And I had, believe it or not, I told the children down in the Sunday school, which we had a great class this morning. I was debating about today's sermon. I was had these thoughts in my mind that, man, I don't want to preach this today, and it probably won't be good, and it probably people won't want to hear it. But you know, when I heard what I heard this morning down in the Sunday school class, a story that was told right at the end, then I knew. The confirmation the Lord gave to me sitting right down the stairs, the Lord gave me confirmation of what was going to be shared today, this morning. And I'll tell you this, last Sunday, as I was finishing up my sermon that the Lord gave to me, I had a little section down at the very bottom in my notes that I never even touched on. I never even bothered to reflect on it. And then as I got up Monday morning, that little bottom, that little section right there came back to my mind. And then I had the beginnings of the word that we now have for today. So... And so you're going to be amazed that, God is wonderful, man. He just amazes me. I just stand in awe of God, because when I think everything's wrong, God says everything's right. Amen. When I think everything's going haywire, God says this is going to be all right. Listen, if you don't hear nothing else this morning, maybe you think, man, my life is all out of whack. Man, nothing's going to be all right. But you know what? The Lord tells us every day, that those He loves, it's going to be all right. He's going to make a way for you to get through, for me to get through each and every day. So with that said this morning, I'd like to ask you to turn over into the book of John chapter 8 and a very familiar story that I'm going to share with you this morning. And you'll see what it is once you get over there in the book of John chapter 8. Starting in verse 1, I want to read a story to you this morning, because I believe it's very important for us to hear these stories. Even if you've heard it 1,000 times, it's still good to hear it one more time, because we need to bring the Word of God back to our remembrance. We need to bring the Word of God before us so that we can see it and hear it, because the Lord has something to say to you. The Lord has something that He might want you to see or to know. And that's why it's always good to keep reflecting on the same stories, the same scriptures, because the Lord has something for you in these scriptures, in the Word of God. Every time I read the Word of God, no matter how many times I've read it, I always get something from it. Are you the same way? Do you receive from the Lord? How many want to receive from the Lord today? How many in their house of God wants to receive from the Lord today something before you leave the house of God today? All of us do. So this is what the Lord has placed on my heart to share with you today. And you know, I've been told from seasoned preachers in the past, well, you know, if you didn't preach a word this Sunday, you know, the Word of God keeps. Amen. It never goes bad. You know, like that can of soup I had from 2013. I asked Brother Hewlin this morning, I said, do you think that can of soup would be good? He said, yeah, I bet it would be. But you know what? The Word of God's not like that. The Word of God keeps. It never goes bad. It's always good. It always tastes good. Now, sometimes it may not go down good, but it always tastes good. It always is good for you. You know, I've had some yucky medicine in the past, but it really helped my body. The same way this right here. The Word of God may not taste good at times, but when it goes in, it does a world of good to you and for you. So in the Word of God this morning, chapter 8 of John, starting in verse 1, this is what it says to us. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning, He came to the temple, and all the people came to Him, and He sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" They said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" She said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." I want to ask you to stop. I'm going to ask you to just bow with me right there as we go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, once again, we find ourselves in your house this morning. Lord, reading your word this morning, studying and teaching your word this morning, God, to those that will hear it and listen to it, Heavenly Father, and apply it to their lives today, God. And Lord, now I ask you to hide me behind the cross, Lord. Lord, let me not interfere in your word. Let me not take any glory or honor or praise from your word today, God. But Lord, let your word go forth today, Heavenly Father, as it is meant to do, Heavenly Father. And Lord, let it help those that are in need today to see and to live and to walk a closer walk with you. And God, we just give you the praise in advance. And we ask this humbly now in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now we find here this morning that this story is a great story. We find here that the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they had brought this woman caught in adultery, and they want to know what Jesus thinks that they should do to her. And this was a test. It wasn't about the woman. It wasn't about what they thought the woman, because the law was very plain. The law of Moses was very plain. It also said that anyone caught in adultery, not only the woman, but the man also should be stoned to death. But yet, they asked Jesus, "What do you think we should do?" Now, let me ask you a question this morning, church family. If you would have been in there in that situation, what would you have done? Would you have been one of those that would pick up a rock and be ready? You know, too quickly we are ready to pick up rocks. You know, too quick. When I was a kid, I used to love to throw rocks. Anybody else, when you was a kid, used to love to throw rocks? Sometimes I still love to throw rocks. But you know what? Rocks hurt. You ever get hit by a rock? It hurts. But you know, we're too quick to pick up rocks. We're too quick to judge people. I would share this story with you this morning. If God laid it on my heart, share it with you, but I won't. But the story I heard this morning, was terrible. Rocks, you know, when sometimes we throw those rocks, I throwed words at people before. Anybody else in the house of God, you ever throwed words at people? You ever hurt people with words? They hurt worse than rocks do. When you start picking up words. But what about grace? You know what? Grace, God says, don't pick up rocks. Pick up grace. But it's hard to pick up grace when you don't know nothing about grace. It's hard to pick up grace and use the word of grace. Use the word mercy. Use the word kindness. Use the word patience when you don't have it available to you. But a lot of times we are tested to see. But what would you have done if you'd have been there that day? Would you have been the one? Would I have been the one with a rock in my hand ready to stone this woman? Would I have been taking pictures to put on a Snapchat account or a Facebook page like you see today? You don't see many people praying for many people today. They're too quick and ready to throw rocks. And a lot of times we get other people say, "Hey, there's a pile of rocks over there. Go get you some rocks and pick up. Join in with us." And a lot of times we follow along with them. We just pick up the rocks. Instead of praying for people, instead of loving people, we just want to throw rocks. We just want to destroy or damage someone. Instead of picking up grace and loving someone. What do you think you would have an effect on someone today today? instead of throwing a rock at them, if you use the love of God toward them? What do you think would happen today? Man, you'd see hearts convicted. You'd see hearts changed. You'd see lives changed. If you just love someone, if you just show the grace of God. And I'm reminded today, church family, let me remind you today that are here in the house of God today. Let me remind you today that are watching on social media today, on Facebook Live today, wherever you're doing, wherever you watch us from today, and know and hear the Word of God today, that by grace, it is by God's grace that He loved us first. That is by God's grace that He forgave us of all our sins. It is by God's grace that we have been pardoned today. And it's by God's grace, He says, like Jesus told the woman, sin, go and sin no more. Now, what does He mean by that phrase this morning? A lot of times we think that's a warning. Like He told the leper. I watched a little video this morning about when Jesus healed the leper. And He came to him and He said, Rabbi, if you are willing, you can cleanse me. And he said, I am willing. And he laid his hands upon the leper and he healed him of all of the leprosy that he was being afflicted by. But yet he told Jesus, said, go and sin no more. Exactly what does that mean? What does it mean? Is it a warning? No, it's not a warning. Listen, Jesus said today, when I accepted Christ, the day I accepted, Jesus said, go and sin no more. Your sins are forgiven you. What does that mean this morning, church family? You've been given a new opportunity, a new opportunity to live a life unto God, not unto world, not unto man, but not unto sin. You've been set free from sin. You've been given a new opportunity to live unto salvation, unto grace, unto salvation, unto justification. Listen, without justification this morning, there is no salvation this morning, church family. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Without justification, there is no salvation. Without justification, there is no eternal life. But grace brings justification. Grace brings God's love unto you through Jesus Christ. And there's where the free gift of salvation comes in. And you are made justified in the sight of God. And then you're pardoned and forgiven of all your sins. Praise God. Hallelujah this morning. And you're not in standing in judgment. You're not standing in condemnation anymore. And there's nobody there to pick up a rock and throw at you. Especially, listen, the only person, let me tell you, the way this excites me this morning to tell you, the only person that could have thrown a rock that day was Jesus Christ Himself. Amen? That was the only person. Wow. The only person that could have picked up a rock and stoned that woman that day was Jesus Christ Himself. Because He said, ye without sin cast the first stone. And Jesus Christ, as far as I know, from what I read in the Word of God, if He be the Son of God, He was the only one that was able to pick up a rock and stone that woman that day. Ye without sin cast the first stone. Too often. Boy, you know what? If Jesus was under a test by the Sadducees and the Pharisees. They were testing Him to see what He would do. You know what Satan does to us every day that are God's people? You know what Satan does to those that aren't God's people every day? He tests. He tests us to see what we will do. And I want to tell you, as a pastor this morning, not even as a pastor, as a person, I've failed many tests. And I've passed many tests. Amen? Anybody else in the house of God today, you ever failed a test? I've failed many tests. But I've also passed many tests. I can tell you that. And we talked about in Sunday school this morning, you know what the Word of God is called? You know what? We talked to the children this morning in Sunday school. We talked to the children about what the Word of God is. It's a sword. It's a training ground. And you got to train yourself. You got to bring yourself up in God. You got to let God in. First of all, you got to let God. You got to make room for God. You got to clear out all that old junk. You got to clear out all those old habits. You got to clear out all those old ways of thinking. You got to get rid of all that. And then you got to make room for God. And then you got to let God come in. He said, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody open unto me, I'll come in. But see, the Lord's been knocking for a long time in the hearts of people. But people don't want to let God in because they ain't got no room for Him. They got too much other stuff that's clouded and cluttered up their lives and their hearts. They don't have no room. Go to your closets at home, at my house. Come to my closets looking. There's no room in my closets. But see, Jesus said, I'm not going to come in until you make room for me. And see, you got to make room for God. You got to make room for God. You got to, and listen, you can't please God unless you have faith in God. Amen. It says in plainly in the Word of God, you cannot please God without faith. And faith brings justification, and justification brings salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. This morning, faith brings justification, and justification brings salvation. But without faith, you can't have any of that. You won't receive God's grace. You won't receive God's forgiveness. You won't receive God's pardon. You won't receive the free gift of eternal life if you don't make room for the Lord. Is this good to you this morning, church family? Too many times, we're looking through the eyes of ourselves. I'm guilty. You're looking at a guilty man this morning. A lot of times I look through these eyes, my eyes, when I should be looking through the eyes of Jesus Christ. Amen? Anybody else? Anybody else want to be honest this morning? And a lot of times we're too scared of what other people might think of us. And we find ourselves in these situations. We find ourselves in these situations where we see somebody being mistreated, where we see somebody sinning against another person. And we just stand back and let it go on. But sometimes, sometimes, the power of the Holy Spirit takes over. And sometimes, God shows up on the scene and we let God do the work. And sometimes, people standing around, just like those. Listen, you know what it says in the Word of God I read to you this morning out of the book of John? It says that Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground. It said He stooped down and wrote something in the sand. We don't know what He wrote. And I thought about this week. We don't know what Jesus wrote. Maybe he wrote about old Philip over there when he sinned on this day. Maybe he wrote something on the ground of a sin that I did. And maybe old Philip walked over and looked and said, "Oh, the Lord knows I did this. I'm out of here. I think I'll just leave." Or maybe it was some other thing. You know what? People kind of think that all these things that we do in secret ain't never going to come to light. But according to the Word of God, anything that's done in secret, what did it say? He said they'll all be brought to light. They'll all be revealed. And when they're revealed, it's not pretty. It's ugly when the real truth comes out, when our secrets, when our darkness comes out, our dark deeds, when they come out, they're not pretty. They'll all be brought to light and they're ugly. But the Lord knows all things. You know what? I'm going to read some scripture to you this morning. Let me see if I can find it. But let me share this with you right here. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12, let me read to you what it says. In Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12, it says, "As God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved," it says, "clothe yourselves. Clothe yourselves with compassion. Clothe yourselves with kindness. Clothe yourselves with humility. Clothe yourselves with gentleness. And most of all, clothe yourselves with patience." Wow. Let me read that to you one more time. And it says in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 12, "As God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved." Listen, do you feel like you're holy this morning? Anybody in here in the house of God feel like they're holy? I don't classify myself as a holy person, but according to God's statutes, according to God's view of me, He views me as a holy person. Because you know why? Because I loved Christ, His Son. I got Him in me. I've accepted Jesus as my Savior. Therefore, God says, I am made holy in His sight. And not only that, I'm dearly loved by God this morning. There's a lot of people in the world don't feel like they're loved. There's a lot of people, maybe some of you in the church right now feel like nobody loves you. But listen, I told you earlier this morning that God loves you more than anything and more than anybody. You're dearly beloved by God. But it goes on to say, it says, "Clothe yourselves with compassion. Clothe yourselves with kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Those are some great things to have. Those are some great things to be clothed with. Like I told these children this morning, when you're walking out in these out of these highways and byways, wherever we go, just as we are this morning, wherever you go this afternoon and this upcoming week, we need to be putting on the whole armor of God, not just some of it. You need to be carrying your sword, your breastplate, your helmet, your shield, your boots, whatever else you need to protect yourself, the whole armor of God, so that you'll be able. Now, why are we wearing the whole armor of God? To walk out and do battle with people? No. We put on the whole armor of God so that we'll be ready to battle the devil. We'll be ready to stand up and against the fiery darts of the devil, Satan himself. And we won't be harmed. We won't be killed. We won't be knocked down. And we'll walk with the Lord as we should be. Amen? As we should be. That's not always easy to do, is it? That's not always easy to do. And in John, let me read this to you this morning. In John chapter 2 and 25. If you believe this morning that Jesus Christ needed anybody to be a witness unto him about anybody, he don't. Listen, this is what it says from the Word of God this morning. John chapter 2 and verse 25. And it says, Jesus needed no one to bear witness about a man, for he himself knew what is in man. Listen, Jesus knows this morning. When he looks at me, he knows what's in me. He knows what I think. He knows what I feel. He knows what I'm going to do. He knows everything about me. He knows everything about you this morning. So if you think, if the world thinks, if they can hide their sin from Jesus Christ, they can't, because it's all open like an epistle. Jesus is read by all men, but Jesus Christ knows exactly what we've done and what we haven't done and what we will do. So he don't need nobody to witness him for what we're about and how we are going to be, because he already knows. Church family, he already knows. Just back in the days when that woman was standing before those Sadducees and Pharisees, he already knew. He already knew what they were doing. He already knew they was trying to catch him in something. He already knew their thoughts, their hearts. He already knew their ways. And most of all, he already knew their sins. He already knew all their sins. Then it says in the Word of God in John, it says he stooped down again, wrote something else in the sand. And guess what? You know the conviction of the Holy Spirit? The conviction of the Holy Spirit is strong. When it falls down upon you, when the Holy Spirit falls down upon you, the conviction is strong. It's like a weight bearing down upon top of you, and it's pushing you down. It keeps pushing you down, and it feels like you're being crushed. And it says in the Word of God, one by one, they began to leave due to the consciousness of their minds, but more so of their hearts, because they knew they were in the wrong. They knew they were in wrong standing with God, and they knew that they were just trying to do something devious to catch Jesus in something. And listen, Satan will do you the same way today. He'll try to catch you in something. He'll try to make it where you not. I've been in that situation many times. Well, that ain't no preacher. He ain't no preacher. Preachers don't act like that. Preachers don't get mad. Preachers don't talk like that. Preachers don't throw a hissy fit like that. Well, you must not be a man of God. You must not be a preacher. Because Jesus wouldn't do that. Uh-oh. See, even babies don't like Satan. But listen. Sometimes people think I'm coming off mad or angry. But I'm not. I'm praising the Lord this morning, as we all should be, because you are pardoned this morning. You are a forgiven people this morning. You are a holy people this morning, according to God, whether your neighbor thinks so or not, whether if you blow a gasket or not, whether even if a bad word slips out of your mouth, you're still a holy people, a forgiven people of God. And the Lord wants you to hear that today. You're free. You're free. Free from what? You're free from the world. You're free from sin. Now, that doesn't mean you're not going to sin. Because you will. I will. But we are free. We have an advocate this morning that sits at the right hand of God this morning, making intercessions for us. Say, God, you know what? Phil messed up yesterday, but you know what? done paid for it. Now that is to say, this morning, church family, that we are to live as best we can as holy people, as blameless, sinless people. And we do that by living by God's grace and God's mercy. Never quick to judge. Never quick to be angry against someone else. But by God's grace and mercy, we can accomplish all things. Amen. Do you believe that this morning, church family? By God's grace and mercy, you could be standing in a store. You could be standing in a store and a situation arises and you just saw somebody get hurt. And you could be the one, by the grace and mercy of God, step up and see the power of God work. And others around you see the power of God work. And that's what it's all about. That's how you live by and walk by and talk by the grace and mercy of God. You don't try to hide it. You let it go, man. You let it flow. You let it show. So that other people may know. The world right now is too busy and too scared to stand up and do the right thing. The world right now that is all around us is too busy worrying about tomorrow, worrying about what's going to happen. Gloom and doom. Well, guess what? Even if tomorrow is gloom and doom, you still got God on your side, amen? Even if tomorrow comes to an end, guess what? I know where I'm going. Anybody else know where they're going? I ain't going to the dollar store or Walmart. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to heaven because we have an exceeding hope. And this is what I'm going to close with this morning. This last thing, this thought just come to me. This is the last thing I'm going to share with you this morning. We're going to close and we're going to be on our way this morning. Let me tell you what I read this morning. Or this week, as a matter of fact. Let me tell you what I read this week, and I think you will be blessed by this. You know, in the Word of God, it talks about we've been given an exceeding hope of eternal life. Those that are in Christ have been given an exceeding confidence of hope that we will receive eternal life. Now, when you read the words, even in the Bible, it says, you know, even if you see the words we might or we will. I thought about those words this week. We might or we will. Even in the English translation, these words don't refer to unsureness or uncertainty. We might or we will, or we might or we will. No. We've been promised. We've been promised an exceeding great confidence of hope of eternal life. That we might or we will, but we are. Amen. We're not maybe, or we're not, well, I hope so. Well, I just don't really know. I'll just have to wait and see. No. As a child of God, you will. I have the confidence this morning that has already been promised to me that I will receive eternal life on that day. Do you agree with that this morning, church family? Do you believe that this morning? No might, no maybe, or I'm not sure. You ever talk to people about heaven or hell? Have you ever seen heaven? Have you ever seen hell? I've had that question asked me a zillion times. Well, how do you know it exists? You've never seen it. I think I'll just wait and take my chances. Well, it'll be too late then. I'm going to tell you that right now. If you wait till that point, you done waited too late. Now, today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of grace. Wouldn't it be great today? Listen, those that don't know the Lord, wouldn't it be great today that they be filled with God's grace and mercy? That'd be awesome. I've been waiting for somebody to come to this altar and kneel down and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. I've been waiting. I've been praying. I've been looking for people on the outside of these church walls. I've been waiting. I've been praying for somebody to come to me, or maybe I just passed by somebody and they want to accept the Lord. Man, you don't think I'm jumping in? You don't think I'm jumping in that? I'm going to crash the party. I'm going to crash the party. I'm going to be pulling right up in there. Say, let me help you. Let me lead you in the right direction. Let me lead you to your Savior. A new life, a new opportunity. So listen, don't pick up rocks. If you want to do something to help somebody, use the grace of God that He's given you to bless someone else like you're already doing. And you may not even know it. That's the great thing about God. We don't have to go around with a big shirt on or a big hat and say, man, I'm full of God's grace. Because people are going to know if you are or not. And when the opportunity comes along, be ready to act. Be ready to bless somebody. Be ready to pray for somebody. Even if it's not where a place where you want to. I've had that happen to me. Be in places where you, there's too many people. Who cares? More people, the better. You never know. That's how the power of God works. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, we thank You this morning for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for the people that are here today receiving Your Word today, God. Lord, we thank You for those that are watching on social media today, Heavenly Father. God, we pray You just pour out a double blessing upon each person this morning. God, if there be one watching or here today that has never accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord, let today be the day, Lord, that they bow their heads and ask the Lord to come into their hearts and in their lives. And Lord, give them that opportunity to just have a new life, Heavenly Father, a new way of living, and God, and living unto eternal life. And Lord, we praise You this morning. We just glorify Your holy name. Lord, Your word says, if You be lifted up, You draw all men unto You, Heavenly Father. So God, this is why we're here. This is why we're alive each day, Lord, to lift Your name up, to praise and hold, and just glorify Your holy name. And God, we pray that there, you know, people will continue to know that You love them. And those that don't know You love them, Lord, we pray they come to know that, Lord. And Lord, I know there's still room at the cross for one more, Heavenly Father. And God, I pray You would give us that time to continue on to preach the gospel message to those that would just come into the fold, Heavenly Father, and receive eternal life. And God, until that time, we ask You to just keep us, bless us, protect us, Heavenly Father, and anoint us with the power of the Holy Spirit. And these things we ask humbly this morning in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.